Some people are making real sacrifices to be in Philadelphia for the Pope's visit. WHYY's Marielle Segarra caught up with people visiting from the Pittsburgh diocese.
Becky and John Cassino from Butler, Pennsylvania, badly wanted to bring their 6 children to Philadelphia for the World Meeting of Families, but the trip just wasn't in the family budget. So Becky says her family took an old Utz pretzel container, slapped a prayer and a picture of Pope Francis on the front, and started saving little by little.
When our boys mowed the neighbor's lawn and got a little bit of money, they would put that in. The girls did some babysitting and they put that money in. Our 4-year-old stopped us one day in the summer and said, "We cannot go out for ice cream. We have to put that money in the Pope jar."
The family also held a garage sale, and when they still hadn't saved quite enough, the Pittsburgh diocese paid for the rest. For other visitors, this weekend will be physically difficult. Anne Scanlon uses a wheelchair. It can be hard for her to get around in big crowds, and she has to get up at the crack of dawn because it takes her hours to get ready in the morning.
I can't just throw on my clothes. I need help. And so it takes a little bit longer to go, but I'm so glad I'm here.
Father Mike Ackerman says many are happy to make these sacrifices.
Even in spite of the fact that some of them are physically tired, they're hurting, you see some people in wheelchairs, they still want to be here because they not only want to see Pope Francis, but they want to celebrate faith and have a deeper experience of it.
Marielle Segarra, WHYY.